Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks, I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Answer Connect, and The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. I've got a new friend of the show. His name is Martin Balcatus. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at StretchLab Franchise. Martin, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Jack. Happy to be here.
We want to learn, first of all, about just what StretchLab is and what this whole phenomenon of stretching is and some of your marketing challenges around that. But before we get there, give us a little backstory on yourself.
Sure. I've been in franchise marketing for over 15 years now. And I actually started my career working for a franchisee. I worked for the largest Krispy Kreme franchisee in Los Angeles. So It was a nice, you know, training ground to understand the unique opportunities and challenges that a franchisee faces, and how to deal with those evil marketing guys from corporate. And then I became one of those evil marketing guys from corporate. And I did stayed in food and beverage for the majority of my career, a couple fast casual dining chains. More recently, I was at Denny's for about 4 years in a field marketing position role. And then I found myself here at StretchLab.
So let's talk about how you got to StretchLab from so much experience in food and beverage. But before then, tell me what StretchLab is. What is this sensation of stretching that's happening everywhere?
Happy to. So StretchLab is a one-on-one assisted stretching concept. And I will be honest, when I was first approached to join the team here, I had no idea about the assisted stretching world. I'm not an athlete. I fancy myself a little athletic. I go to the gym often, but I said, well, gosh, let me go try it. So I went to one of the existing studios. I had a assisted stretch, which is you're working one-on-one with what we call our flexologist. And the flexologist will work you through a series of stretches that's really custom designed to your level of activity, what your body needs, and what you're trying to train for, and setting your flexibility goals and range of motion goals with your flexologist, and they'll work with you one-on-one. I got off that bench and I said, I can sell this. I need this. The world needs this. This is an amazing experience that, not a lot of people know about. So to be able to take kind of this new product that was once reserved for elite athletes, we've all seen it happen, courtside. On a basketball court or something. And now we're bringing it to the masses because the benefits of, increased flexibility and range of motion are really astounding. So it's been quite a ride, and I've learned so much coming over. What's, been nice is that my experience in food and beverage has really trained me to, come over to an assisted stretching concept where we're doing the same things. The strategies and tactics are different, but we're really trying to inspire trial, educate, and get people in the door so they can have a great experience.
So I would imagine that education, first of all, is sort of defining what the space is and maybe telling people why it would be beneficial for them, or where do you start?
Yeah, we have to start with getting over this education hurdle of, what you pay someone to stretch you. I can stretch myself. So we really talk about, the core benefits and the long-term benefits of committing to a stretching regimen, right? And working with a professional. It's incredibly simple. What we do is incredibly simple. We recognize the universal problem of a tight body and we solve it the most simplistic way, but simple doesn't mean easy. So we really talk about the training, the extensive training, and the amazing people that we have hired to really help you. And it's a one-on-one intimate experience where we really are customizing a routine that's exactly right for you. So getting across those benefits, getting across the educational hurdle, and the best way that we do that is getting people to try it. So we do introductory offers. We really show people. We're a very visual brand in terms of what is one-on-one assisted stretching. But once you see it, you understand it. You say, oh that looks good. I could do that.
So what have been the best channels so far? What's really working? And maybe what are some things that haven't worked so well when it comes to showing that visual and telling the story and educating people on what assisted stretching is really about?
What really works well is making sure we start with the end in mind. When I first got here, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of research. And so I had to do some good old fashioned people watching, a lot of interviews with our clients, with our flexologists, with our general managers to find out who is coming to StretchLab, who is that core consumer. And, you know, it's a business owner's dream that everybody needs to stretch more. It's a marketer's nightmare that everybody needs to stretch more. You know, yeah. You have to have some sort of direction, otherwise you'll go crazy. And I wanted to start with the end in mind. So how do I talk to that 13-year-old soccer player versus how do I talk to that 75-year-old golfer? They're both coming into the same studio to receive the same service, but the reasons why they get there and the benefits that they're looking for are completely different, right? So we really try to go where those eyeballs are, target segment our audience, but then we have to tell the story. I think so many times with the amount of data that's out there, with how we can extrapolate and make sure that we're talking to the right consumers, every brand has that, right? So we all can really segment our audience. But it's about the messaging is more important, right? So what story are we telling and how can we inspire somebody to understand that this is the right thing for them? Like I said before, we're an incredibly visual brand. So showing people what we do and then really trying to show the diversity of people want to see people who look like them doing things that they want to do. So that's really what I try to concentrate on in terms of showing people exactly what happens, but then what you can expect to see out of that, right? So I show some snowboarders, I show golfers, I show busy executives like me who just sit too long at a desk and get really tight hips and a lot of tension in my neck and shoulders, how we can help improve that. One thing that didn't work as well as I would have thought it was we did some traditional radio. And it was so hard to try to get the benefits of StretchLab over across, even though it was a testimonial and it was really, you know, consumer-generated content, but it wasn't impactful enough because people couldn't see it. They couldn't visualize themselves in that position, literally in that position.
Yeah.
So we've really gone back to make sure that we can show people what we do.
When you're doing things on social, let's first talk about at the national level, and then we'll get down to the franchisee or the studio level. When you're talking social, I would imagine Instagram is good. Facebook, what channels are driving?
Instagram has been great for us, right? Because it's a visual medium, and we're really trying to, but the proliferation of, you know, so many marketers on there, but, when we talk about StretchLab, we're talking about partnering with people on a flexibility journey, right? So really trying to get over that education hurdle, show them what the benefits that they can expect. From a national standpoint, that's what I try to concentrate on, is to tell that relationship story and to build that authenticity and that trust. You know, when I think back to my background, you know, I was just hoping people would choose to have lunch in one of my restaurants.
Yeah.
Now I'm expecting people to, purchase a membership and trust us with their body. So the trust that we have to build up and really getting to that comfort level and building that relationship, that lies on me. What my individual studios do is we always recommend and we create their own studio Facebook pages and their studio Instagram accounts so they can start having that relationship with the people down the street, right? So they can show what's going on in my individual studio so I can really help you understand and visualize the open and the communal aspect of the concept. StretchLab sets ourselves apart in that we are not clinical. You know, we have the most amazing flexologists who have great backgrounds. We have chiropractors, we have physical therapy assistants, we have personal trainers. People with their master's degree in kinesiology are working on your body, but it looks like your living room. we don't put up a poster of the human body and all the muscular and skeletal, you know.
You don't have the skeleton in the corner, like, and
no,
the,
no, we don't. We put up really fun art, and we play disco in the middle of the day. Sometimes we want you to have fun because we want you to feel comfortable to have that conversation with your flexologist. It's all about what you need while you're on that bench. So from a marketing standpoint, we want to make people feel comfortable. We have to get them to trust us. We have to have them understand that there's a good value to what's going on between me and my flexologist while I'm in that stress lab.
Mm-hmm. And that's from a national level. Let's talk about from the studio level. Are you doing a lot of the content for the studio owners, or are they doing their own content? And how much, and I hate the word control, but sometimes we have to talk about that. How much influence or leadership do you provide the studios for their social content?
It's absolutely a nice mix of the corporate created content and the studio created content. You know, I have a fantastic creative lead here at the corporate office, and he creates a lot of the content for the individual studios. And sometimes it backfires where, you know, I'll be, you know, monitoring a social feed from one of my studios. And I was like, well, gosh, where's a picture of your studio? Show me your clients. Show me your flexologist. And all we have are these gorgeous things that we've created here. So we try to have that optimal mix, right, of, you know, really nice branding content that goes out, but then also showing those flexologists, because we're about building relationships, showing the studio because it looks different than anything you've ever thought of in terms of boutique fitness or a wellness program. So we really try to have them have that good relationship. What's been a nice real game changer for us is creating some templates that my studios can use in terms of testimonials. So because we are a new niche and this is a new experience and a lot of people haven't, you know, had the opportunity to have an assisted stretch, we wanted our clients. We have amazing clients who we have literally changed lives where, you know, the chronic pain that they used to have, or, you know, we're taking minutes off their 10K time, or we're getting them to play a full 18 holes of golf instead of just 9, or people like me who I, you know, I'm not athletic, but, you know, I'm working better, I'm sleeping better, I'm standing taller and straighter. Let's give them a platform to share that with all of our followers to help let people know that, yes, this is for you. So we really try at the studio level to make it more about consumer generated content and showing what's going on in the studio so people can build that trust and that relationship. And it comes from a space of authenticity.
Yeah, I really like hearing that too, because I think too often I see franchisor brands just pushing down, you know, even if it's really nice looking content, great videos and images, it's all coming down from the home office. But having that legitimate, genuine experience within one of the studios and maybe some images with actual clients, that I think builds that trust a lot faster than something that might look nice, but definitely looks, you know, maybe a little corporate or generic. I think that trust factor gets built faster. And what I tell a lot of brands and even some of our own clients, the one thing that I can't do, and Martin, the one thing that you can't do is show up in everybody's studio every day and take pictures and videos for them. You know, it's just impossible. So the one thing, you know, boots on the ground can really help with is actually getting real, genuine content of real customers and put out to that local page and not just have it be some, you know, generic push for everybody.
It's so important, right? When we're asking people to trust us with their body, they have to get to know us. And we always say that you can't train somebody how to smile. You can't train somebody how to care. This is genuine within their soul. And we have to get that across on social media and in every platform that we do. And I don't necessarily, I really feel that consumers don't want to be sold on social media.
Yeah,
the purpose of social media is to be social with that individual studio. So have a conversation with me. And this is what I train my studio owners on is, you know, we can talk about StretchLab all day long. We love it. We're so passionate about it. that's all we're doing on social media. We're just doing it in a different way. We're doing it through pictures. We're doing it through telling a different story. But that story that we tell has to be relevant to who you're speaking to. So always having that in the back of our minds, and it changes by platform, right? You know, that the conversations we have on Facebook might be a little bit different than the ones that we have on Instagram. In my individual studios, you know, when we talk about the incredible vast consumer profiles that we have, right, from that, you know, the younger competitive dancer or little league player to the busy executive in 40s and 50s, to the, you know, active senior, or even people who are, you know, have a sedentary lifestyle who are seniors, but they understand they have to keep up their flexibility. We have to look at what are the different mediums that we get out there, right? So we still do direct mail, which, you know, oddly enough, has kind of turned into a non-traditional media now. You know, it used to be, yeah. You know, the go-to.
Wow. So hey, I got mail. Look, I got mail today. Look. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? It has my name on it. I haven't gone to the mailbox forever.
But someone actually printed something here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we still have, you know, core segments that are still going to their mailbox. And this does drive traffic who, you know, those people who might not, you know, see us at a, you know, a pop-up event that we might do at a spinning studio, because that's not their lifestyle. How else do we get in front of them and tout the benefits of StretchLab? So we'll look at a lot of different channels to make sure that we have multiple touch points.
That is so great. And by the way, I meant to mention too, I love the idea, whether you're doing this in traditional media or for Instagram and Facebook, I love the idea of the templates that you set up for local customers doing testimonials. When your goal is to build trust, there's nothing better than a real customer, you know, not some model from some stock photography, but a real customer telling their story and giving a testimonial for that local studio. I think that's a total winner.
It really is, because when we are looking at, this is brand new, right? That no one has really experienced this. If I hear it from a neighbor, if I hear it from somebody who is a real person who, oh, you know, I'm a busy mom too, maybe I should be checking this out. And we have, you know, families that come in together and will give us testimonials that, you know, I started this with my son and then, you know, I tried it and oh my gosh, and then, wow, this would be really great for my husband. So we really are touching entire lives, and let's give our studios a platform to really shout that out there. And it just really helps validate the concepts. We have to come from a place of authenticity, because it's so important when people are making these purchasing decisions that really will, you know, have the opportunity and the potential to increase the quality of their life. They want to make sure that it's going to work. And we can tell them all day long, but if that comes from one of our amazing clients, even better.
Yeah. And I think you're going to jump ahead on the client journey by several touch points when it's not just some message coming from you or from the franchisee, but when it's someone who's actually in that community, and it might even be a neighbor or someone that a potential consumer sees and they know that person, you have some instant credibility and you really are well on your way to building some trust with new customers. So excellent job there.
Thank you. And it really is just giving my studios the platform in which to do so, right? So, you know, we can tell them, hey, you know, get testimonials. Let's try to put it out there. You know, yes, you know, we're on Yelp and Facebook reviews and we're engaging with our clients there. But let's give you a platform to be able to show this out and, you know, share a photo, share a story. And people, we talk about, one of our huge brand values is growth, that we unapologetically sell these monthly memberships because we want to help you grow. We want to help you from going from not being able to touch your toes to training for a marathon. And we celebrate those little wins, the big wins, and then the little ones. Like I was in a stretch lab the other day and a client came in and he said, I just got out of the car and it didn't hurt. That's the first time in 15 years. So, you know, and
there's a
luckily,
testimonial
said,
for you
gold.
Right there.
Yeah, this is gold, you know, let's say that one more time, you know, while I videotape you. So we really are changing people's lives. And that's the stories that people want to hear. Not, you know, like you said, a stock image of, you know, somebody running on the beach and it says, you know, move. Sure, we'll do that too, because that's on brand. but show me what this is going to do. I don't understand assisted stretching. What are the benefits that I can expect to get out of this? Because it's a little bit less tangible. When we look at, you know, people who are, you know, committing to a workout regimen, they're going to see changes in their body. They're going to lose weight. They're going to get more muscle definition. Increases in flexibility and range of motion is a little bit more subtle, but these benefits are long-term and are really incredible. So we'll get people to start talking about that.
Well, I like that you're setting the studios up to succeed locally in social media, and that makes you not so much of an evil CMO.
I try not to be. You know, in, you know, being in franchising, you have to understand that, you know, you are the support center, but the one thing we don't have at a support center is the cash register.
Yeah.
That happens, you know, with, as the individual unit. So you really, everything that I put out has to go through that filter of, is this going to be easy to execute? Is this going to be profitable? Does this get us to the goal that I had in mind when I started out? So making sure that you understand the work is actually done in the field, and making it as easy as possible helps me not be that evil CMO.
Very well said. We'll be back in just a moment with Martin's connection information. But first, this portion of Social Geek Radio is sponsored by Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers receiving a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, appointments scheduled, or even HIPAA-trained customer service. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Martin Balcaitis, if our customers or our listeners want to connect with you, ask more questions, where can they reach you?
Absolutely. So I'm Martin Balcaitis on Instagram, martin@stretchlab.com. And if you want to learn more about assisted stretching, we're at stretchlab.com. My Instagram is stretchlab_, and on Facebook, Stretchlab Official.
We will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com for easy access. Martin, thanks for joining Social Geek today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.